long way to go today, so we will try to do this as fast as we can. Nun Chesem and Aleph, Amar Rav Amram, halfway down the page, a little bit more halfway down the page. Amar Rav Amram, Rav Amram said, humble to this thing, Amar Lan Rav Sheshes told us, Vavinu Le'enim Masnisin, and he enlightened us from the Mishnah. Yes, chuppah l'psula is that a chuppah is effective for pasul, meaning whatever a chuppah is supposed to accomplish, it doesn't make a difference if the woman is kosher or pasul, the chuppah accomplishes it. The Tanatuna, and he proved it from the following Mishnah. Amen Shleititisi Arusa Nesua Shemeres Yamim Meknusa, which the Gemara now points things that the husband can make her swear at any one of these stages, which is that she didn't do, she wasn't Mizana as an Arusa, which means there was a Kinui and Stira, and she wasn't Mizana as a Nesua, as a Shemeres Yamim. Meknusa is the Nesua of a Shemeres Yamim. Now the question is, Hi Arusa Yechidami, what was the case of Arusa that he's making her drink? Elam the Kadilux Charusa, that he gave warned her as an Arusa, the Kistatra, she went privately as an Arusa, the Kamashko, like Arusa, and he wants to take her to drink before he ever did Nisuan. Arusa Bas Mishnahi, Arusa drinks, but Tanya the Mishnah said, Arusa Vishmer Shem Loy Shaisis Loy Nightless Ksuba. Arusa doesn't drink. It has to be Tachas Ishech. She doesn't have an Ishech yet, which means Nisuan. Ella must be the Kadilux Charusa, Vistatra, Kamashko, like Shinisua. The stira happened as an asua, but when it says arusa, means the warning happened as an arusa. Problem is, mibatkilamayit, does the water work? Matanya we live in ikish mi oven. Mishish menukim mi oven, a mind bite can assist, right? When a man is innocent of sin, which means he didn't live with her post stira, even if he didn't realize at the time. But if he realizes now, he's not menukim mi oven and he can't bring his wife to drink. Ainish bite can assist, mind bite can assist, right? Ainish menukim oven, ain't a mind bite can assist, right? Ella, the Kanilok Sharusa Vistatra. She had Stiras and Arusa. But Nichnas of the Chuppah Velo Nivela. She must have had Chuppah. So you have all the conditions, which is that she had Stira, and he didn't live with her in sin, and it is Tachas Ishech. But that's only if Chuppah works. Shemami no Yesh Chuppah Lipsulas. Amar Rav of Tisbara. Amar Taretzi, is that answered? Okay, Yasser Bacha Bachadidim Midraima. Asa Vaisa Matisa Biyad, he brought a Bryce with Balanda Ishech. That somebody live with you besides your husband, you have to have that the husband live with her. In your case, he never lived with her. Not that the bayo lived with her before her husband lived with her.
And chuppah is not equivalent.
And chuppah is not equivalent to living with her. No, it's not shchiva. He lived with her l'shem snus, so he did live with her, but she's still an arusa, and you have all conditions are fulfilled. Husband lived with her, and at the same time, he didn't live with her afterwards because of chuppah.
And that's menukah
ma'avan. Menukah ma'avan means after stira he didn't live with her. You have to understand. He also didn't say ashiyatza that day. There's a lot of averus he could have done. Now to Gemara, the classic of shemeres yavim shabala yavim b'beis chamiya. What would be the equivalent case with Shemeres Yavim? The Yavim lived with her before he did Yibum? That's impossible. Shemeres Yavim Karisla? Ishtamalyi, it's his wife. Amarav Kanala Kail. It's Amarav Kanala Kail. Rav said that the Yibum, even his shame's thus, is a Yibum. So the Gemara Kishmul Dhamma Kanala Dwar Maburim Beparsha. So she's still a Shemeres Yavim somewhat. In fact, the Gemara Medial Time Elul Rav. We're trying to explain Rav the Yesh Kupul of Sulas. Amarav Kanala Kail. So she's not a Shemeres Yavim. So the Gemara Hakam Maitkin Gandababa Mimer. He didn't Mimer. And Bishama Hidami Maimer Kunya Kinyan Gomer. It becomes his Arusa. And the Mela, he then lived with her L'shem Snus. And he's not kind to her because he left the track of Shemeres Yavim. And he went the track of Erisin. He turned her from a Shemeres Yavim into an Arusa. Arusa. So then what do I need a second case? It became an Arusa. Now the Gemara Tamech, Nesua Knusa Lavcha the Milti. Isn't Nesua and Knusa the same? And then the Sudi Day, the Kusa the Chavre. It's just different ways because one came to him direct and one came through his brother. So that's the first answer, Rami Bacham, the way the Gemara answers it, which is that the Shemeres Yavim became a Arusa and therefore follows the track of an Arusa that he lived with her Bebeis Chamiya, and she's not, even wasn't kinder because he took her away from being a Yavama and made her into an Arusa. That's only according to Beishamai, who says, this is the Bechada, that Maimer works biblically. Rapapa Amra Haitamahu. Rapapa says a different shot. No. Rapapa says you cannot prove from here the Yesh Chuppah, because what happened is, and there's Tup Shatim and Rashi, Rapapa Amra Haitamahu, the Amim Kara Elul Arusa Lashkaisim Shi Arusa, Kara Laisa Lashkaisim Shi Nesua. So the first shot in Rashi is that he warned us in Arusa, he married her, and she did Stira afterwards, right? and it's going like the Tana that says that you can do that, meaning you don't need Kad Meshchivas Baal Labayo. You don't need it. That's what he's saying. He lived with her afterwards, and he did live with her before Stira. Right, so you have Kad Meshchivas Baal Labayo, and you have, I'm sorry, you do have Kad Meshchivas Baal Labayo. He lived with her before Stira, and he's using the Stira of Nesua, the Kinoi of Erison, to make her drink as a Nesua. Right. But it's Manukah Me'avan, right? Right. He's warning her as an Arusa.
Then he lives with her.
He lives with her before Stira. The Stira wasn't during Erison.
So why isn't that?
Because he wasn't after Stira. Ena Manukah Me'avan is after she had Stira, he didn't live with her. He lived with her before Stira.
Oh.
The other pshat is that Rashi, as he says, that he, but it's a chiddush in the Papa this Teretz, because the stira happened as a nesua, and yet we're calling that arusa, even though this nus happened as a nesua. Right? Till now we've been assuming that this nus happened as erison. This from Papa's Teretz is saying that this nus happened as a nesua. So that's the difficulty with this pshat. The second pshat is that Papa holds that you don't need shchivas baal lebayo because the first brother is the shchivas baal. And therefore, he did. He warned her when she was in Arus. I'm sorry, you don't need that. He doesn't hold of Shiva's Baal, period. Doesn't need Shiva's Baal, period. He warned her when she was in Arusa, and she went privately into a room as an Arusa, right?
And the Shiva's Baal Risha, the brother, is the Shiva that
we need. No, we're not talking about Shemai Shabbat now. Right? She was Mizana as an Arusa. And you don't need Menuchim Avim. This Tana doesn't hold you need Menuchim Avim. That's what the Rebbe is answering. If Nachum Beyitzchak Amar, Al Yidei Gilgal. If Nachum Beyitzchak says the whole mistake is, he never is making her swear about the Nus of Erison because of something that happened during Erison. It's that once he's making her swear of Nisuim, he can throw everything at her, whether he warns her, whether he didn't warn her, whether she had Stira or she didn't have Stira. He can make throw the whole book at her.
That's what the double lashon of Amein is for?
Yes. And this is the source of Gilgul Shvuah. Shalach Nachum Chanin B'Shedr, if Nachum Ha'isim Ma'im B'Bivem to B'Yeshleach, somebody does Ma'im and he's Yivam and he has a brother, Filu Hukayim B'Kehenes, Pastel Min Atruma, because now she's Mishtameres to be a Psula of the other brother, who's not allowed to marry her rabbinically, and therefore since he could, and he might do it, so therefore she becomes Pastel Min Atruma. In fact, the girl of Ma'im, Yilem, Ramei, Ramei, Mishtameres to be a Psula, Lachim and Deraisa. Ramei only said, well, it was a biblical Mishtameres to be a Psula. Drabbara Mi'amar, Elul or Blazer Reb Shimon has to mishtameres to be absolute the rice on club. If she's mishtameres to be absolute the rice that she eats, do I bottom me boy? For sure. Elul Yasser Rab Mamas might move him to drag her lachla. She's not mishtameres to be absolute the rice. Yes, a cholol, if one of the Yavams are cholol because it could be that the father was married to a Grusha and he had another son, the Abakal ain't a chelos. That's mishtameres to be absolute the rice. And that the cholol can never feed her. And since she's waiting for somebody who can't feed her, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree that over there we say Mishtameres to be a Psula is Pasla. The only reason they argued before was because this husband can feed a different wife. Right? Now, Kohen Gadol married Amana, but the Kohen Gadol could be marrying somebody else to feed her. That's why Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said that we don't say Mishtameres to be a Psula. But this Chol can never feed Truma. So she's Mishtameres to somebody who can never feed Truma. Not to Zavadim, not to any other wife, not to any other case. When is the machlekes? I'm sorry. Lenechlik l'shenasim leget. He gave a drabbanon dik a get. Berkin amei chelus. Biblically, everything is the same. Shlom Roshem amei nechelus. Berkin amei nechelus. Afilu rabei amei nechelus. Hanimila mishtemeres to be absolut deraisa. That's if she's waiting for be absolut deraisa. I have a drabbanon achla. Shlom Roshem amei nechelus. Afilu rablaz reb shemad abri achelus. Hanimila diyeshli lahachu b'mokim achar. He'd be able to feed in a different place. But over here, you never feed through Gerishin. Gerishin doesn't feed. The act he did is not a feeder. It's a breaker. Therefore, it's not true. When a guy divorces, a person divorces his wife and she's a bat kayin, she goes back and eats truma. So Gerishin can be a feeder. That's because he cut her off and she goes back home. She's still tied to him, and Gerishin is not a feeder. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would agree that once he did Gerishin, we don't let her eat Truma until the right, until he gives her chalitza, and then she goes back home. This arm of loy nizgarshu. By my name, Rabbi Yaisa Mishmu. Kain Gadol shekidish esaktanam. Kain Gadol cannot marry a begaris. What if he did eris into a nara, and then she turned into a begaris? Mahu. But in the soon as we learn, he's not allowed to marry her. But in eris as we learn, and he married a nara, and it's fine. Amalei to the soon. To the parish of Mishnah, this arm of nizgarshu and the soon salutes to the eris and sheris. So we see, we go by Nisuan. We don't care about eris. Amalei l'shav yichalol l'loy kimi boyoli. To make a chalala is not a shayla to be with the mashma chalala. It's beer that makes a chalala. Kikam iboyli, we should be slow yikach, the mitzvah that he has to marry a psula. My kikah the kedushin binan, like we want to do the suan binan. Amalehu nami to the suan. Says iris is ramonov and it's manali is klein gadol. Yichnoi. To the parish of Mishnah, we will have an emetrishem this week. If somebody's a guy was maris and amon, he became a klein gadol, he can still marry her. That means the Erison was done right. We don't care about Nisuan. Same thing here. Something more shiny also. Yigach Isha. The next word of Isha that included her. How can I make them Isha? So include her in Isha too. Achaz Loishtayim. Isha means we include one, not the other. My Roetz, why did you decide to include the Amana and Erison? I'm sorry, the Eris Amana rather than Eris Nara? Because Loishtani Gufa Begeris, her body changed. Loishtani Gufa, the Amana and Erison did not change. The Amana. He was Ma'aris and Amana, nothing happened to change her. That's why we say the Kohen Gadol can marry her.
So it's Begeris, he's not, according to this,
the Pesach, if she becomes a Begeris during Erison, he cannot marry her.
He can punish her as a
Nara, and then she turns into Begeris, he has to divorce her.
Because?
He should have slaw Yukach, and Yukach means in the sewer.
Is there a sheep that. Yeah, against that psula, we know that she's a psula. A beggar is a psula. He's about marry her.
A begaris is mixed as a psula. That goes into that next machlokes that we will have coming up. Doctor Mishnah Vayte Kain God Lo Yisam Amana Ben Amana Ben Ayusim Ben Amana Ben Atzum Lo Yisus A Begaris. The Blaz Reb Shimon Machshirim Be Begaris Lo Yisus Mukasets, which Rashi learns is a machlokes whether he can marry a mukasets or not. Rashi learns this is Reb Blaz Reb Shimon talking. Others learn everybody agrees to that. But Rashi keeps on saying throughout that this is Rabbi Reb Shimon who say he can't marry a begaris, but he can't marry a mukasets. What's the chiddush? Of course, Amana is Amana. The Torah calls Taber Amana there with Minasuan. Kamash Malon that Amana means Minaris. Maybe we should learn it out. Dumya the Grusha. Ma Grusha Beben and Asun Beben Erison. That's for sure because there's no source that says Grusha is only Ben and Asun. Abamona Beben Erison Beben and Asun. La Yisus Abegeris, Tanar Abonon. Grusha Bibsula Yikach. Pratla Begeris Shakalla Bsula. Bibsula Yikach excludes a Begeris that doesn't have complete Bsula. Diver Emeir. Blessed Rab Shimon Machshirim Begeris. But Mike and Mifli, what is the Machmakis about? It's how to read the psukim. Remeir shavar psula b'le mitzvah psula mashma. Had the Torah said v'uishim psula yikach, we would have meant even begaris. Besula ha is to change the assumption adik yikach psula, which excludes begaris. Bibsula ha is to change the other assumption. But once you ask in a begaris, you would assume shloike darkis v'sur asher. Shloike darkis is a greater intrusion on her than a begaris. So Bisula says, Bikidakin Shalakidaka Lai. So each one changes the assumption. Psula means Begaris. Bisula says no Begaris. Bibsula says you would think Shalakidaka is worse than Begaris. No, it's not.
Nairish
Shalakidaka, correct. Rabbi Zrab Shimon Summer Bisula Bisula Shalayma Mashma. Psula means no Begaris. Bisula, if it limits his Bisula, tells me Begaris is okay. So you would think once Begaris is okay, Shalakidaka is okay too. Bisula, she called Bisula, Kayam Bank of Daka, Shalakidaka. So there's a double machloikis depending how you translate the word besula. If the word besula means yes begaris, then we end up with no begaris and yes shalai kedarka. If the word besula means no begaris, then we end up with yes begaris and no shalai kedarka. I'm Rav Yehuda Marab nivelu shalai kedarka besula lekuna. If she's nivelu shalai kedarka, she's pasul to a kohen gadol. Right? That's what he says. But if Rav, I see Elisha Bisharu Yeloi, it says that when he's ma'anis a woman, he could only marry her if he's allowed to. Prat my mother, the kind of God, the good of the good. Hey, Kidami, how is this woman considered a mother? Eli, remember, he lived with her, so she's not a psula. Say, Kidami, Eli, remember, Mikdarka, by Yom Shem Amana, technically Mishim Babel Abula. He can't live with her because it's a Bula. Elala, Shloi Kedarka. Must be he lived with her, Shloi Kedarka. And therefore you could think he could marry her because she's still a Psula physically. She has Psulim. But no, the answer is she's considered a Bula. And she's an Amana. She happened to have been an Amana from a previous marriage.
From
Ares. From Ares. Shem Amana, Yom Bula Light. Is a Raya that Bula Shloi Kedarka is not called a Bula. For the purposes of marrying a Kohen Gadol. Now, the Gemara, Mani Rav Meir, he Rav Damar Kriblozer. It's going like Rav Meir, and Rav Paskas are Kriblozer. It says, Bula Shalai Kedarka, it's considered a Bula. In fact, the Gemara, Kriblozer, Mayu Mishim Bula, technically is Havilei Zayna. Kohen Kriblozer, if she had any kind of Bia, even Shalai Kedarka, she's a Zayna. Damar Amar Kriblozer, Panabah Apluya, Shalai Lishem Ichus, Asa Zayna. So, you don't have to have the answer of the Velshleika Darkest Sula of the Kayan Gadol. She's puzzled to every Kayan. She's a Zaina. And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Yaifin, and she never will be Hema. That's a Mishim Bulik, a Mishim Zaina Lerka. She had a relationship with an animal that does not turn into a Zaina, but the fact is she was a Ba'ula. I'm a Le'abai Manoch. He Ba'ula have a Zaina Nami Havi. He Zaina Lavi Bula Nami Lavi. You can't split. Is the behemoth considered a relationship? Then she's a Zaina. If it's not a relationship, she's not a Ba'ula. She's a Mukhsain. She's not a Ba'ula. And we're talking about Shloi Kedarka. So there's no Mukaseh Shloi Kedarka. The key tema that there is, meaning that I'm Mukaseh Shloi Kedarka, that yes, there is such a thing called Mukaseh Shloi Kedarka. She's not a Zayna, but she's a Ba'ula. Not a Ba'ula, but she's a Mukaseh. And Kane and Lachish is Sher Lakuna. Then forget about any woman ever marrying a Kohen Gadol. She's not a Mukaseh Shloi Kedarka. Every woman bred reptily. So that makes her a Mukaseh. No woman can ever marry a Kohen Gadol. Amar Abzim El Amar Abzeh Bimamena. It's going about a woman that got married, l'shem nisuin rabbinically, which makes she's not a Zayna. She's not a Zayna. She got married. Rabbanan sanctioned this marriage. And they lived Shalai Kedarka, so she's a Ba'ula. She's a Ba'ula. She's not a Zayna. That's the one that's possible Kohen Gadol Mishim Ba'ula. Because she didn't do with nus. She was married. Amar Abzimi Barakhiya, Nivelu Lebehemek Sherry Lakuna. She can marry a Kohen Gadol. Because it's not a Bia. Right? Talking about Shloi Kedarka. Tanya Nami Hoki, Nibu Lemishayna Ish, Abishab Skila. It's perversion. It's Chayav Skila. Sherry Lakuna. Kiyasi Rabdimi Amre Maitim Rivachas, Behislu. There was a story with a girl in Hislu, Shashim Machabelis, Sabayas. She was sweeping the house of Rabbi Kelev Kufi Machra, and a big dog did bestiality with her. Vekshira Rabbi Lakuna, and Rabbi was Makshir for Kayan. Amre Shul, Kohen Gadol. In fact, it might be a Rebbe Kohen Gadol, he paskin that she's mutter to Kohen Gadol, there was no Kohen Gadol. Eloruyul Kohen Gadol, he paskin that if there be a Kohen Gadol, she'd be able to marry him. Amalei Rava Mipirkin, or some say Mipresakula Ravashim. You know how most of them Rabbanan Ainz Nusl Behema. Where did the Ainz Nusl Behema come from? The Sibla Sabi Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev. Kim bring a present to a Zayna or an exchange of a dog as a carbon. Tan Esnan Kelev Mechir Zayna, a present for leaving a bestiality where somebody exchanges a Tlev for a Zayna. Why it's Esnan Zayna Teretz is a Kelev. It's not a Zayna. It's not a Znus. It's not a relationship. We're going to have two sheetahs and what that means. The Gemara is going to explain that machlokes as well. He has to divorce her. Meaning, nasi nasi doesn't mean he can stay married to her. It's living in sin. She was a bula. What does it mean he's married? In case he seduced her, and if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay knas. So if he marries her, the marriage is valid enough that it pops him from knas, but he got to divorce her. Other Amalei, Ravashi reacted and said, they said that he's not supposed to marry Begaris and Mugasets, but if he married her, he can stay married to her, even though he violated it. But it's not a continuous violation. Why isn't it a continuous violation? Because since he's marrying a woman that's going to end up in that same situation anyway, then the answer is only the original act, but not a continuous iser. So Hanami, Saifaliyah's Ba'ula Taktav, it's going to be his Ba'ula. So why would we not let him stay married? Kasha, so Eino Chinami, Kurit Ravashi, Pshad is Imnas and Nasu, we don't make them get divorced. Anusus Chaveri, Mefutus Chaveri, Lo Yistav, Imnas, Reblesim, Yaakov, Ravlat Cholo, Vachom, Ravlat Kasher. By the way, according to Rabbi Lazer, who holds upon Abba Apnuya is a Zayna, then we would make him get divorced, because every Ba'ula of a Kohen Gadol, even if it's Ba'ula's Atzma, she turned into a Zayna. It's only according to that it's not a Zayna, so then we say Saifali is Ba'ula Tachtav. But if she became a Zayna, she's not Saifali a Zayna Tachtav. That she's a Zayna. And that's why the kid is a Cholol. We always paskin like him. We don't paskin that Pani Abba Pluya is us a Zayna. Kasha, you're right. Ravuna Shat is fair. Ravashi Amar Biyashchol B'Chayv Asay Kamiflugi. They're arguing whether a Chayv Asay produces a Chol. Mazem Yaakov Sav Biyashchol B'Chayv Asay. Rabbanu Savri ain't Chol B'Chayv Asay. My time in Mazem Yaakov. The Sivit says Amon Egush B'Chalol Zayna. It's Eilu LaYikach Kiim B'Sula. It's going back to the whole pasuk before, which is five ladies: Bana, Grusha, Chalala, Zayna, and Beula. Rabbanon Eila Hivsigas Inyan. If Eila LeYikach says the Chalala is only of those, Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Yaakov Amar. What does he answer? Eila LeMutenida, where the kid is not a mamzer, to tell me that it's not a chol either, even though it's a chayv krisis. Come on, I've learned the Tanya Ma'ed Ma'ila Atoyis a chol, Atoyis a chol Menida. Come on, Rabbi Lazar Yaakov. So why isn't Eila at the end? Why is Eila, if it's only excluding Nida, it doesn't have to be between the Lava and the Psula? So to Gemara Kasha, we have no answer. Tana Rabbanan, Achoyse Arusa, Remeyev Rabbi Yehuda, I'm in Metamala. Achoyse Arusa, Remeyev Rabbi Yehuda say, he can be Metamala to her. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, I'm in Metamala. That's Machoykis number one. Anusa Mephutah Tivakol, I'm Metamala. So Mukas 8 is the second Machloikas. So we have a Machloikas about Arusa, and we have a Machloikas about Mukas 8. Shrey Reb Shimon, Aymer, who is the Kohen Gadol Metamalah, Shein, who is the Kohen Gadol Metamalah, and Mukas 8 is not royal Kohen Gadol. Ubegeret, even though she's not royal Kohen Gadol, Metamalah, Divrei Kalodim, everybody agrees. Now the Gemara is going to go through the Psukim to show you how each man the Amr got what he got. My time in Remei, Reb Yehuda, the Darshi Hachi, they Darshi like this. Now Chayisra Psula, she's not a psula. That's a fact. Anusa Mefuta is not a psula. Everybody agrees she's excluded from the word psula. So Rachman al-Latan, a client has a woman, a sister, who had had a relationship with a man willfully or not willingly. Well, I don't know, willfully is the word. Willingly or not willingly, she cannot be metamet to her. Yachashani might have mukasets. She also doesn't have a psulim. Tamalan ashul haisul ish. Misha biyasa de ish. Yatsu shayna biyasa de ish. This is the way Rameir darshens it. That even though she doesn't have a psul of the mukasait, but the bottom line is it didn't happen through a man, and therefore she's not usher for the brother to be matamatu. Hakroiva? What do we have to say hakroiva? Just say lachaisa psula. What's hakroiva, Elov? The rabbi said, Musa, that even though she's partially married, even the haitsa could be translated as Harrison, hakroiva excludes that. Elov? The rabbi said, Begeris. The word Basula includes Begaris. But the bottom line is we said a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Begaris. So even though it's not from the word Basula, it's from the word Basuleha, but maybe we should learn it out to here. So Malahal Narav Kanara Kamash Malon, Elof says he can be Matama to Begaris.
We would exclude
a Begaris.
Because she's not a Basula.
She is Basula, but she sins by Basuleha. We said it has to be a complete Basula. We would learn that, that over here it has to be a complete Basula as well. Rabbi Yitzhi, Rabbi Shimon, my Tamayu, Tarshi Hachi. Lachaytza Basula, Prat Lanusa Mefuta. That they agree. Umu Kasei. She doesn't have Basula. Asha Lachaytza, Prat Larusa. They learn Lachaytza to include Arusa, to exclude Arusa. Not like Rameir. Hakroiva. I, Rameir, used Akroiva to include Arusa. They learned that Rabbis Arusa Shinis Garsha to tell me that even though at the point of Arusa he couldn't, she returns back to the Heter. Eilov, the Rabbis is Abagaris, period. Hakroiva, the Rabbis Arusa Shinis Garsha.
It doesn't say what Rameir would hold by Arusa Grusha.
What would they hold by an arusa shenizgarsha? Pashtus would be mutter, because they hold even arusa's mutter. They hold even arusa's mutter. The Kiddush is, we hold arusa's aser. Practically, my Rabbi Shimon, Ruyel, the God, the time of law, Rain, Shane, Ruyel, the God, the time of law, he can't marry her. Shiny Hacha, the Rabbi Rachman, the Kroiva, this is where we stop. We'll continue tomorrow at 6 o'clock.